Last week we talked a little bit about testifying and witnessing for Christ. But we must know our stories. We must know our salvation story. We must know how we came to be in relationship with God. And I know for some of us that was a long, drawn-out process, as it was for me. For some of us, we remember the year, the day, and the hour in which we gave our hearts to Christ. Or I should say, when we accepted God's acceptance. I like to look at it that way, as opposed to us accepting God. God's already accepted us, and we accept that acceptance. We must be willing to testify and give witness to those who are not so sure about this whole Christian thing, this whole church thing. Friends, we have to be able to tell people about what we have experienced with God. Someone once said, we can't share what we don't have, and we can't tell people about some place we've never been. We must know our stories. We must know how God has been made real and what difference Christ has made in our lives. And the key to that is establishing a relationship with people. You can try to win people to Christ without a relationship, but it's so much more difficult, if not impossible. Because people don't care how much you know about God and about Jesus until they know you care about them. People need to know that you care about them. Then they'll be more willing to open their hearts and to be open to the Holy Spirit. Wesleyan evangelism, or evangelism in the Wesleyan way, encourages us to share our transformation of God's love so that all may experience God's transformation through Christ. Sharing our transformation story so that others may experience it as well. Finally, Wesleyan evangelism means leaving the responding to God's love to the Holy Spirit. Responding to God's love through the Holy Spirit. We can reflect, that is, project the love of God as mirrors. We can reflect the love and the compassion and obedience and grace of God through our lives. We can report about it through sharing our testimony, through sharing our stories. But the response to that is the work of the Holy Spirit. Here's some good news to put your minds at ease about all this evangelism. Relax. It's not your responsibility for their response. Their response to the gospel is not your responsibility. It is the Holy Spirit that convicts and converts. We are only responsible and called to share the good news. We are called to reflect that love and grace of God. For you see, it all boils down to a choice. Everyone must make a choice to receive that acceptance or not. We choose to be in relationship with our friends. We must also choose to be in relationship with Jesus Christ. It is a choice that we make. Yes, God has sent Jesus to die for the sins of the world. Yes, God has provided the antidote for our sin sickness. Yes, God has created the way, the life preserver for the sinking and the perishing. But you know what? They still have to reach up. They still got to reach for that life preserver. We do have a part in this. We must make a choice to receive God's gift of forgiveness and grace. The good news is that God helps us choose and does not leave us to our own abilities to make that choice. I use the 12-step programs that some of you are familiar with, like AA. In 12-step programs, the first step in getting help and in recovery is admitting that we have a problem. In the same way, in the Christian faith, we have to admit, I am a sinner, I cannot save myself. I must, by the power, the higher power, depend. And we all know that higher power as the grace of God. AA and other 12-step programs can't say that, but we can. For we know that the higher power is none other than the grace of God that enables us to make that choice, that prompts us and moves us to make that choice to healing. Let me close by saying that the renewal of God's image in us begins with our response to the Holy Spirit. Someone who is making a decision for Christ, accepting God's forgiveness, begins with a response to the Holy Spirit. That is, opening oneself to God's grace, surrendering our will to God's will, and accepting God's acceptance. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. You are not responsible for these things. You're only responsible for inviting and welcoming and sharing and reflecting what God has done in you. And the rest is left to the Holy Spirit. We are not responsible for a person's response. Today is Palm Sunday, Palm Passion Sunday. What better time to share the good news of God's love and grace and mercy and forgiveness and promise of new life than this high holy week of the year? It's a good time to remember who we are and whose we are. It's a good time to remember to rededicate our lives to Christ. We've journeyed with Jesus these 40 days of Lent, and I trust that you have done some self-examination and some self-examination of your hearts. Practice some self-denial, perhaps, and now ready to rededicate your lives to Christ. What better time to renew our efforts to share God's love? I wasn't planning on doing this. Holy Spirit just moved in my heart. And as we close our time together today, I'm going to invite you, as you are led, as you feel led to recommit yourselves. You saw these new members before you reaffirm their baptism. As we have the water of baptism here today, as you during the closing song, if you would feel led to do so, you are welcome to come, to touch the water, remember your baptism, and be thankful as a sign of your commitment or recommitment of your life to Christ. So I would invite you, Joyce, if you would lead in the closing song. During that song, come to the water and receive God's gift of forgiveness. Let us stand.